It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over his past recent segments, Dr. Husing has been talking about the links between poverty in the Inland Empire and a lack of education or work training among many working-age adults in the IE. The statistics that Dr. Husing has used to quickly describe the problem are stark. In the Bay Area, college-educated folks are 40% of the workforce. In the Inland Empire, it's about half that. 20% have a college degree, about 1 in 5, and almost 1 in 2 workers in the Inland Empire don't have a completed high school level education. That statistic leads to the next. 1 in 4 kids in the Inland Empire are living in poverty. So during this series, Dr. Husing started talking about official efforts by regional educators, the business community, and other community advocates to meet on a regular basis to come up with a strategy that can change the fortunes of working families in the Inland Empire.
The meetings that I have been in, we've had almost all the major educators at the table in almost all cases, and very much participating and very much cooperating. Now, what then is the goal of getting all these folks together? Because as I think all of us have come to the conclusion is, we're tired of me and people like me quoting these statistics. The question really is, what the hell are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And so here is the key fact. If we're going to get people to the middle class for our region essentially is an income of 65 to 70,000.
Okay.
If we can get people up to that range, families.
Now, this is for four, the family of four.
This is just for families generally.
Okay.
If we can get families or households up to 65 to 70, okay, we've gotten there.
Okay.
So what do we need to do? We need to have jobs that the primary wage or salary earner in the family gets close enough to that $65,000 to $70,000 range that if there's a secondary wage earner in the family who's working in one of the sectors that doesn't pay so well, retailing, the travel and industry, things like that, then we're there.
So we need to have at least one job in that family that will pay in that upper range.
Yeah, and it's not up to that range, not to 65 to 70. We want the family to be able to get there.
Okay.
That essentially is $20 an hour is sort of the break point. If you can get a family to the primary wage earner to $20 an hour, working full-time, round figures, that's about $41,600. If a secondary wage earner is making under 30, say $25,000, add them together, you're at $66,600. Those two people in a family have made that family essentially middle class. That's the target. So you then back up the state and say, okay, where do you find jobs that pay $20 an hour or more? And you'd really like them to be more. That's sort of the bottom edge of this. And so one of the things that has happened is the Inland Empire Economic Partnership, together with that group of educational institutions I described, has been working on strategies to get there. And a piece of that was a $5 million grant that came from the governor through the cooperation of these educational entities to the Cal State San Bernardino, which has then worked with the Inland Empire Economic Partnership to essentially be the backbone organization to drive it. The educators have to do the education, but somebody needs to be the spark behind it to keep it going forward. And because the employers both can hire the people, have the need for the trained workers, and as a result of that also, they're the folks who can leverage the rest of the system, whether it's school boards or elected officials or whatever. It's a good group to have as a driver.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org.